You're such an asshole.
So I'm an economist, and I remember Mr. Cork, and I don't mind mentioning his name personally because I have nothing but good things to say about him. Mr. Cork, he was my economics teacher back in high school. I hope he's still alive today. Hope he's doing well. And he was a very interesting fellow. He was an accountant. He worked at the mall, but then he was a full-time school teacher. So he wasn't like this poser, like, I want to help the children. Oh, like this guy was a real guy with a real profession and a real degree and all, but he taught economics. And he, I blame for my misery and failure in life because he made economics interesting to me. He was great, great teacher. Of course, I'm being somewhat facetious, but it's a tragedy is what it is, because he was so good that I was back in high school. If you can imagine, young Cappy without this and a little bit sure, a lot skinnier, 115 pounds. It was either nuclear engineering or economics. And I decided to go economics because of Mr. Cork. And, Mr. Cork, he's like, okay, I'm going to go this route. And I was like, oh boy, you know, I'm going to be an economist. And then, and deep down, I did pursue economics as my core, as my passion, if you will allow that horrifically abused word. But because economics was my passion, I did like the idea of economics. Like, we're going to help the most amount of people, the most amount that we can, get out of poverty, enjoy life, standards of living. Nuclear engineering, I had an intellectual interest in physics and atoms, which I know it sounds nerdy. Economics was different. Economics, like, I could see the practical applications of this. We could make people rich. That's essentially what I wanted to do. And whereas that has been a horrifically bad decision, do not major in economics, do not major in finance, it has given me a vantage point and insight as to how to go and actually make societies wealthier, better, and happier. Now, here's the problem, or the irony, or the paradox, or the tragedy of economics. You can yell and scream at the universe, don't buy dot-coms, they're overvalued. You don't understand. You just couldn't make it on Wall Street. Don't buy housing in 2006. It's overvalued. You just couldn't handle it in Wall Street. They're printing off money. Please go buy some precious metals and real estate. You don't understand. I'm flipping houses, bro. And that's how it went. But there's a piece of me. And I'll give you another perfect example as to how committed I am to the ideology of economics. I wrote a book, The Black Man's Got Out of Poverty, in part because it was going to be profitable, in part because I had a ton of black clients coming over to assholeconsulting.com. But in part, I'm like, this is such an easy solution. I could actually, once again, improve people's lives dramatically with very little effort. That frankly doesn't cost anything. Truthfully, like, well, here's what you got to do. Here's the book. So that compunction within me, this desire to advance society, to make it so we ain't poor no more. It's my passion, if you can allow me that word. And then I realized no one gives a shit. No one cares. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear that housing will go up forever. You treat your house like an ATM. Dot-coms will go forever. Any degree is a good degree. You can't put a price on education. You're strong, independent, and men like fat chalet. Oh, okay. I see how this is going. But hear me out on this one thing. Just this one parting shot. Not before I die, but before I leave the world of trying to tell people truths and actually help them out. Guys, for God's sake, this is the best economic advice I've ever given. And like all my other economic advice, it ain't exactly brilliant or insightful. But for God's sake, guys, don't get married. Do not get married. Now, women, yeah, absolutely get married. I mean, I'll be honest. If you were a female client, what's my best financial? Get married to a rich guy. Get married to a guy who makes more money than you. So girls in your butt, since I'm talking to the guys, because, well, frankly, women don't listen. I will speak to the audience that will actually listen. Guys, for the love of God, as a real professional economist, if there is such a thing, do not get married. It is the, I wrote a book right here, actually. The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. Buy this book. Read it. Whatever I say here today, please go buy this book. Please go buy it and read it so you know what the statistical chances of your happiness are. But when you look at marriage, and let's remove emotion and social, cultural compunction and force and pressure from it, if you look at marriage, it is, I mean, suicide, frankly, I'll be honest, suicide's a better option. It's a better economic proposition. Because there is absolutely no upside to marriage. None. Not today. Did your dad get divorced, boys? Hey, some of you, I'm getting so old, is like, did your granddad get divorced? Have your buddies gotten divorced? There is such a low success rate to marriage. And I define that as being happily married, that on, forget finance and economics, there's no human reason to get married. None. Not for men anyway. You throw finance and economics into it and legal risk. Oh no, no, no. And what I'm trying to do is bring the concept of marriage up to 2021 legal realistic standards. So you guys realize that this is a horrifically bad no-win situation. There is absolutely no value, no upside, no potential to get married. Even if you were gambling, there's none. In the idealistic sense, like, what's the percent chance that I'll be happily married? 6%? In the book. Go get the book. Read it. I calculated it. What's the chances you stay married? 50%. And, oh, by the way, this isn't like, should I get Crown Royal with my whiskey and Coke or Jack Daniels with my whiskey and Coke? I got Crown Royal. I would have preferred Jack Daniels. So what? 25 cents, maybe lost economic efficiency. You get married and divorced. It's an equivalent financial blow to your finances and your future financial wealth and health. Like, do you want to live in poverty as millennials majoring in the liberal arts and going into debt for worthless degrees? And I'm getting tired of being the guy with the silver bullet in the silver sniper rifle hitting these big major financial economic crises. I could have prevented the dot-com bubble. No one listens. Could have prevented the housing bubble. No one listens. Could have education bubble. I don't think there's necessarily a marriage bubble, but by God, I could prevent you guys from a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Because I had to sit down and think about it. And it kind of, recently I had an experience where I thought there was like this couple where I was like, oh yeah, they're perfectly on. So like one of like, I championed them. Like, wow. Like, oh boy, that's the dream. Oh, she dotes on you and you love her and she loves you. And look at that. And then I was like, oh, maybe that's not the case. And so now we're down like two married couples in my mind, my neighbor. And it was a couple of the gal I used to date where they're actually happily married. We're talking of thousands, maybe tens of thousands of couples I've ran into. And they're in, and then you have to look back and say, okay, 1 out of 1,000, that's 2/10. No, that's 1/10 of 1%. All right, but the two couples, 2/10 of 1%. So we're talking 0.2% chance you're going to be happily married. Why the F are you guys still getting married? Why? There is no godly reason to get married. It's not like Russian roulette where there's one bullet in the chamber. And it's like 5 bullets in the chamber and you're pointing it at your foot. Do you want to blow off your foot? For the love of God, don't get married. There is no reason to get married. And this is it again, like me saying, like, well, should you get the clubhouse sandwich or the turkey sandwich? This is a pretty important freaking deal. And as an economist, my, here's my little mark on the world. I hope it counts. I hate to say this. I made a difference. But by God, if I could prevent one of you guys from getting married, then I actually did make a difference. The starfish, it matters to this one. And I'd like it. And I've had more, maybe I shouldn't be so hard on myself. I've had a lot of success preventing young people from going to college for worthless degrees. It hasn't changed it. The vast majority of the American youth population is still going to college for worthless degrees, but I've prevented thousands of young men and women from majoring in worthless crap. Good for me. All right. That makes it count. And I don't know what else. What else I prevent people from doing stupidly? Not having kids, all this other stuff. Get a vasectomy for the men. But if there's like this simple, and here I am with my silver sniper rifle, and I got a silver bullet. Click. Don't get married. Hope this counts. For God's sake, guys, don't get married. Don't get married. There's no reason. There's no upside. There's only downside to getting married. And within the United States, there's all these cutesy little sub-state rules and laws. Did you live together? You know, common law marriage. But whatever it is, in the eyes of the law, not like you have to go through and say, oh, you don't have to go through a ceremony, by the way. You don't have to go through a ceremony. Does the law, oh, you live together for 3 years? Oh, you're married. Because some bureaucratic piece of crap decided that you're married. No. Hey, that's a nice apartment you got there, sweetheart. You should keep it and keep all your crap over there with your cats. And I'm going to be here in my little place. Because this is the modern day battlefield, and that's what it is. If you boys are not aware that there are people out to get you and this is a war, well, welcome to the battlefront, son. You have got to defend your positions. You have your own place. She has her own place. Love and romance in the United States is now at arm's length. How wonderful and warm is that? You feminists brought that upon us. Oh, I like you. You like me. Have your own place. Oh, you'd like to get married? No. No. There is no M word. The M word is now the new N word. There is no M word. We do not get married. We associate with one another. You have your own place. You have your own finances, depending on the state. We could cohabitate if the state is not a common law marriage. All right, that's all right. And we can have children. But for God's effing sake, guys. This is more important than like, don't major in worthless crap and go $150,000 in debt like a McAllister student over in St. Paul, Minnesota would. Do not get married. As the economist, as the purest economist that there ever was, there is no upside financial, legal, emotional, there is absolutely no value in getting married. There's only risk, consequence, and cost. So for the love of God, guys, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Now I'll continue on. I'm not going to die tomorrow. We got a great podcast coming up tomorrow evening with Joker, TFM, Terrence Pop, and Blake. Oh, and Sandman. Don't get married. Just save yourself. You're here born once. And you're going to die. And I envy you people who believe in an afterlife. I really do. But while you're here now, make your visit. Make your visit to planet Earth an enjoyable one. Don't get married. And girls, all of you should get married because it's only in your advantage. But I want to fall in love. I would love to see the comment section of the girls because, I mean, it's 3%. I think 3% women tune into the channel. And they're the exceptional 3% that actually enjoy men and don't hate them. But I love to see, like, I can't believe, like, yeah, defend it. Here, ladies, give me the argument why men should get married. But I mean, really, play it out. Do a response video. I'd love to see the compelling argument that men should get married. All right, let's go to the super chats if there are any. Well, gee, really? This much? Who's this guy? Anybody want to adopt him? I got a Mexican that needs to be adopted. Anyone want to adopt a Mexican? All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, it's the regulars. Of course. Okay. Nonstop Trey, the man with the magical black something or other, because I want this to be monetized. $2. It's hard to imagine a smaller or happy. What are you, Drea? What, you 6'5"? What? Are you a big, tall guy? Smaller or happy? Athmeldecua, $2. Marriage. She breaks contract. She gets money. You get deek. Yes, correct. Exactly. KWH, 14. That's an obscure amount. Why $14? That's kind of interesting. 14 Canadian bucks. Oh, Captain, my Captain, since I've started listening to you, I've become debt-free. You became debt-free, huh? All right, good. Saved $10,000. I've changed a lot of my stupid habits. Hashtag sound profund. Well, I'm glad you're out of debt. I'm glad that you're debt-free. See, unlike teachers, I actually changed lives. Do you know how you can be better than a teacher? You just change one life for the best. That's it. And the teacher's like, I changed lives. I'm a 23-year-old graduate with a degree in education. I'm changing lives. That's every teacher ever. Every teacher. Well, not everyone. Not Mr. Corrick. Mr. Corrick worked for a living. Juan. Hey, Juan. Okay, is this your new handle take? For God's sake, email me and let me know what's going on with your family. 415, $5. My cheeks are spread so far out that it reminded me when Moses crossed the ocean. Don't get married or have children. Oh, come on, Juan. Let me ask you this. All right. I saw the pictures with you and your kids. And your kids love you, man. They absolutely love you. And you went hiking over in Joshua Tree National Park. And now I had it kicked out of me very, very early on. I didn't want kids. But you got to admit, you kind of like your kids, right? I mean, that's kind of what gives you a point and purpose in life. Alex Bogey, $5. Alex is back again with the cooler name. Not as cool as Sam Whiskey, but a pretty cool name. Kep, I used to have a long-term girlfriend like you for about 5 years. Did not charge her rent. There's your mistake. I charged my girlfriend rent on day one, and everyone was insulted. Like, how was you're charging her rent? I'm like, am I the one that worked up the down payment on the house? Am I the one that has the financial legal responsibility when I co-signed the mortgage? Am I the guy that fixes this place up? Yes, I'm charging her rent. You girls are equal now. You girls want equality? It's going right up the a-hole. You're going to get so much equality. And in a little bit of philosophical intellectual honesty, I actually am a genuine feminist because I am holding women to equal male standards. I don't give women a cut. I don't give women a break. That was old Aaron. That was like, you know, 20 something Aaron. Modern day Aaron, like, oh, you want that? Okay, here, same thing, same deal as the guys. And then the feminists turned the switch from modernism to, oh, but wouldn't it be nice and chivalric of you to, like, no, it'd be naive and stupid of me to be chivalric. You've been banging away and voting away to having this equality. Now you want the equality? Here it comes in spades. There you go, sweetheart.
But. This isn't what I wanted. I wanted all the benefits, but none of the responsibilities.
Tough. Yeah, that was a That was more than a point of, not necessarily a point of contention, but people, that piqued a lot of people's interest. Like, you're charging her rent? I'm like, yes. Oh, I can't. And then I know several of these people, like, oh, you're getting divorced? Oh, your wife makes your life miserable? Oh, interesting. Did not charge her. Me refusing to marry her was the main reason it ended. Yep, there you go. Good. A girl will commit to you whether you want to get married or not. That piece of paper does not matter. And what it is, it's a legal contract. That anchor to the U.S., more particularly state legal system, that matters. If they love you, they won't care. No, I don't need conditions. No. I really want us to anchor our relationship to this in case. That's not love. It isn't. It isn't, ladies. That's opportunism. That's capitalism. That's profit. And I'm all for capitalism, but not at the expense of people's love or life. I'm a socialist. I vote Democrat, but I am not signing that prenuptial agreement. And I'm going to take you for everything. Because inevitably you are a capitalist. Can't say it because I want this to be not monetized, but shareable. YouTube, do you guys have like a thing, not monetized, but shareable? It really isn't about the money for me right now. That's why I can walk away. I don't need the money. I would just like it to be shared. Can we share ideas that you disagree with? Or is that just not going to happen at the GRU of Russia? Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Boop, 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 boop. Jerry's Journey, $5. Marriage is like the lottery. Many people participate in it, but not everybody wins. Yes, it was 6%. 6% are happily married. And I even think that's a highly, that's a high-end estimate. And it's gonna, here's the other thing. That includes, like, here's the paradox I faced in writing this book, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI of the Pursuit of Women. Go get it. Marriage, like to be a happily married couple, you need to die. Someone needs to go death do in part. So we're looking at data that goes back to marriages like 40 years ago. And then how do you compare that to marriages that are 5 years old? Because a five-year-old marriage could actually be a genuinely happy marriage. So, you know, you had to kind of look, and I did more of a terminus, like what percent divorced, what percent happily married, what percent ended up till death do them part, which doesn't mean they were necessarily happily married. So I had to go with polling data and all that. It was very, a lot of economic witchcraft. I won't lie. It wasn't exactly terribly scientific, but it's the best I could do with the mathematics I had. But it came up with 6%. You got a 6% chance. 1 in 20% chance you could be happily married. So when you're like, I love you, please, here's a piece of metal with a diamond, you know, chimed out from a rock by slave labor, African children. Will you please, you know, maybe give me a 1 in 20 shot sticking with me to make me happy? That's what you're doing. But Aaron, it's so hard for women to stay in shape. Nonstop Dre, $2. Sponsored by the Carlson's. Dre, were you the guy that put that excerpt in over on the Wikipedia entry for the Carlson School of Management? Famous graduate. Was that you? Did you actually go and do that? Because I wouldn't put it past you to do that. Nonstop Dre, $2. Dre, when are you coming up for a visit? Hang on. Look at this. All these donations. Audrey almost rambles, $2, Australian. But Cappy, I don't want my kids to be illegitimate. Don't have kids. What's your best bit of financial advice? Don't have kids. There you go. I don't know if you guys are aware of the concept of income per capita or the concept of per capita to begin with. But the vast majority of poverty is explained by having more capita than you can afford. And, you know, I'm no economist, but, you know, look it up. Digi Nomad, $2 Canadian. Cappy, were the lies contrived or just Were the lies that contrived or just stupidity? What lies? You got to give me more context, Gigi. Atham. Oh, yeah. Here we go. $2. I'm only 6 feet tall, but that's still better than 5 foot eight. Yeah, Atham. Chad is 5 foot eight. Good thing I'm 5 foot nine. That's. I enjoy watching the dating life of Atham and Chad among other agents in my field. Because Atham, painful as this makes me, he's a really good looking dude. He's a very handsome man. And he is 6 feet tall. But he's the epitome of it hurts. Tall, dark, and handsome. And even he's like, what the hell is wrong with these girls? What the F? So if you guys are wondering, like, oh, yeah, if I worked out, let's say you're 6 feet tall and you worked out, you got your game, blah, blah, blah. Don't have no expectations. Don't think like you made it to Nirvana. Like, oh, I've made it to the 6 foot fall, tall, dark, and handsome crowd. Hey, look at me. I'm a Latino James Bond. And like, and now here comes the girls. Nope. Mm-mm, nope. Nonstop trade, $2. Thoughts on women having to sign up for the draft? They absolutely should sign up for the draft. This is a no-brainer. How long have I heard that you women are equal? Sign up for the draft. Get drafted, get your asses shot out in the military. Go. Now, I just signed up for the draft. Thankfully, didn't have one. But no, that's women's shift. Yeah, absolutely women's shift. That's the least they could do. That's the least they could do. Did you know, man? $2. Apologize for my English. A contrived effort. Not well, you're English. You're Canadian. How different is your English than ours? English. Are you Asian Canadian? Hang on. I got to go back. What were the lies? Contrived? No, the question doesn't make sense, Digi. God damn it. Juan, 415. I'll text you or message you on Instagram what happened. Yeah, or email me, Juan. Just hit me up over at the thing. I hope your kids are all right. I mean, are the kids okay? Leslie, bro. See, Leslie, she or he, because it's a, you know, reach down in the pockets without these $2 things with you guys, you know, rubbing your jamoke. $5. What about girls from religious families who were raised to believe that couples should never shack up? That's a good thing. That's not bad if you're looking to get married to a traditional religious gal and looking for a high quality gal, you know, for a mother. But I still wouldn't marry. And that's a problem that I guess the secular world has enforced upon the religious world, where, you know, religion is kind of shrinking. And so you might have a traditional religious gal that brought up right, and maybe she wants to get married and have kids, and that's all she really wanted. But then she likes a secular guy. It happens. And he's a good secular guy. He may not be Christian or Muslim or whatever, but he's a good man with a good heart. And he'd make the greatest husband ever for her. But then the family's like, well, but you're not this religion. And then I would say the responsibility is incumbent upon the secularist or the non-religious individual, because that's her religion, and the family's like, you're not going to shack up. There's no sex until that point in time. Like, okay, well, but she better prove herself in every regard but sex, because you're not going to have sex, so that's off the table. She better like be cooking and be nice, and you better meet the dad. The irony of in the past, the dad would have to interrogate you. Now you have to interrogate the dad if you can effing find him. Like, hey, you, come here.
What, me? I'm just a Gen X father.
Yeah, come here. All right, you teach her? What did you teach her?
Nothing. I just want to be a free-range parent.
All right. Yeah, no, I don't want to have anything to do with your daughter. I'll stick things in her. But I don't want to have anything to do with your daughter romantically or long-term. Nonstop Dre, $2. No, it wasn't me who did the Wikipedia, ironically. Yes, ironically, yeah. But you know that's up your alley. Like you were one of the prime suspects. Are we caught up? I think we're caught up. Sure. We got Juan. We got Digi. We got Athom. We got Dre. Man, Dre's like herpes. It just keeps coming around. Yeah. Johann Schultz. Marriage is good advice for daughters, lousy for sons. Yeah, it is. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. Don't get married. All right, good. Several books. This one, obviously, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI of the Pursuit of Women. And this isn't mine. And I don't know how charitable you want to feel, but if you want to help out a poor, impoverished, Slavish American or a Canadian, get Rich Cooper's book, The Unplugged Alpha. More germane to this. Where'd it go? Here we go. This is the one, boys. Get Bachelor Pad Economics. Very thick. Look at that. You don't have to read through it all. You just have to read through each chapter that pertains to your particular life. So you're not going to read more than two chapters in any one given time. But for God's sake, get this book. And for God's sake, don't get married. All right. That's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.